I'm in a town called Moralzarzal, just outside Madrid. And here in the bullring, there's not just any bullfight going on. This is a special training bullfight for very young matadors. The boy I'm watching is about 14 or 15 years old and is facing a young bullock. This boy and the other teenagers who are going to take part today are the next generation of bullfighters who hope one day to appear in the great bullrings of Spain and Latin America. The star of the show is Jesús Mejías. Just 14 years old, he has been awarded an ear from the bull he has just killed. A great honour for any matador. Jesús is ambitious and tells me he hopes one day to appear in the bullrings of Madrid and Seville. But like so many industries affected by Spain's economic crisis, bullfighting is struggling. With 6 million people out of work, even many hardcore aficionados are thinking twice about paying the 40 or 50 euros required for even a half-decent seat in a major bullring. And as demand dwindles, so too does the number of bullfights. In 2007, over 2,500 were held across Spain. This year, there will be fewer than 500, a drop of around 15% on 2012 alone. Among those in the sector most affected by this crisis are the owners of the bulls themselves. I'm in a farm near Madrid that breeds bulls for bullfights called La Dehesa, and it's run by Juan José Reda.
The bullfighting sector overall is extremely depressed because the economic crisis has hit it hard. There was a period when there were an enormous number of bulls being produced to keep up with demand. But the demand for bulls has dropped by nearly 50% due to the crisis.
Juan José Reda's family have bred bulls on this farm for over a century, and his animals have appeared in some of Spain's biggest bullrings. His children and grandchildren want to continue the family tradition, but he fears for the future.
This is a tragedy, and a tragedy is what happened to the Titanic. But on the Titanic, there were two groups of people, those who drowned and those who saved themselves. And we need to grab the life rat to survive. We need to adapt. We need to produce fewer bulls, improve their quality, and we need bullfighters to work whenever they are needed.
But even if it does manage to adapt, bullfighting isn't just battling the economic crisis, it's also facing indifference. A recent poll showed that fewer than 30% of Spaniards support it. Bill Lyon is an American bullfighting expert who has lived in Spain since the early 60s.
You must consider this. Until the early part of the 20th century, their only real entertainment in Spain was the theater and bullfighting, right? There wasn't football, there wasn't television, there wasn't movies, people didn't have cars. Now bullfighting is just one more urban entertainment.
Meanwhile, animal rights campaigners have made themselves increasingly heard. Last year, the region of Catalonia joined the Canary Islands in banning bullfights. The Basque city of San Sebastian has also stopped staging them. Bullfighting stirs strong emotions among those who oppose it and others who believe it's a crucial part of Spanish culture. Here, animal rights campaigners in the city of Gijón exchange angry words with people arriving at a bullfight.
Bullfighting will definitely disappear. We can see it in Catalonia, for example. This has made the bullfighters and the bullfighting industry more aware of how weak they really are and how much they have to fight back.
Sharon Núñez is a spokeswoman for animal rights group Igualdad Animal.
We can see a growing amount of people who are opposed to bullfighting. We're in the middle of an economic crisis and people are beginning to question why, for example, 129 million euros coming from the European community go into bullfighting. This means that people in England, people in France are paying for bullfighting. So, I mean, it's just a matter of time, of people being aware of how much money this is costing and how much it's hurting animals.
The one thing that both supporters and opponents of bullfighting do agree on is that it's in trouble. And if things continue the way they are, it looks as if the coming years could see Spain's fiesta suffer a long, painful death. Guy Hedgecoe, DW, Madrid.